an historical morning. We're going to make history on this drive here.
Neighborhood Crime Watch meeting that was being conducted, or at least in part, by a local police officer. And as the Neighborhood Watch crime meeting is going on, overhead, a Coast Guard plane is chasing a drug plane. And as this meeting is going on, a lot of marijuana is dumped into the pool in the backyard as the Crime Watch meeting is going on.
This guy's just describing the script he's working on.
Of the Miami Herald.
This is my spec script
like
for
huge news
if they brought Law and Order back.
On the front page, this is weird and funny, and it's just Miami. So, we told you about David Ovalle, a Miami Herald reporter who was on the weird beat. Like, he just goes and finds things that are strange. And we introduced you here on this radio show to David Ovalle with this killer paragraph start to a story. This is from a story in the Miami Herald. The investigation that cracked open one of the largest synthetic drug rings in Miami history began with an angry naked porn star jumping on her boyfriend's whiteboard. Bang! Got you! You're going to read that story. Now, David Ovalle specializes in this weirdness. He is on the weird beat. So,
I like
here
weird beats.
Is the headline to his latest offering.
Okay. Weird beat.
After killing a cross-dressing voodoo priest and lover, Miami Dade man pleads guilty. After killing a cross-dressing voodoo priest and lover, Miami-Dade man pleads guilty. Now, I would say, would you like to hear some more? But I know the answer to that. So I will give you some.
No, actually, that's. We are going to go to the gas station.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to this gas station. Handle my biz. And I'll be back. Okay. Some point in this drive, we'll make history. At some point in this drive, this car will have driven 20,000 miles. We're not going to go all those miles today. That's just, we're going to cross the line. TNA Impact Wrestling, cross the line. We're going to cross the line. About a year. It's been about a year that I've had this car. Now we can live life in the fast lane. I wanna know. There, we're in the fast lane now. I know, I'm pretty blown away too. 19,976 miles on this thing. Yeah. no, 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 no. Keep us from getting there. Ever. Traffic.
This is a coordinated monthly test for Sirius XM radio. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual national emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
The faculty. Sirius XMU's Music Advisory Board. Tell us what you like by grading the music you hear on the channel. It's easy. Go to facebook.com/SiriusXMU to volunteer.
It's a national emergency. Mr. Jones is on the other station. Don't fucking turn it over there.
Most
captivating and up-to-date news briefs regarding all things pure hard rock.
This is Octane's Hardline Report.
Killswitch Engage has announced that their seventh album, Incarnate, will be available March 11th. The band has also announced a North American tour that launches March 16th in San Antonio. Hailstorm is starting to come up with ideas for their next album. Meanwhile, the band is currently out on the Shipped Rock cruise, along with Five Finger Death Punch, Seether, and Hell Yeah, among others. If you play Grand Theft Auto 5, then be sure to find a new modification that allows you to play the game as the late, great Lemmy from Motorhead, which is absolutely tits. And Slipknot's Corey Taylor does not care about the Grammys. He says, quote, "I don't have fucking time for that shit." And says the show is, quote, "a popularity among aging music industry insiders." Ain't nobody got time for that. With your Hardline Report, I'm Grant Random. Keep it on Octane for more news that will make you better informed and more capable in the sack. Well, at least that first one, anyway.
Band, a Bush tribute band. Can't think of why else you would name yourself Machine Head.
This is Faction
with Jason Ellis.
I'm screaming, I stop breathing. Damn, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder, can you save me? I can't die, my woo-woo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for breaking. Hold up, her voice spoke to me and it slowly started sinking.
Bring your life down to me, you're making better.
And how long will I live?
Eternal life and forever.
Oh, will I be the G that I was?
I'll make it better than you can imagine. Let me be dreamed of, so relax yourself. Let me take control. Close your eyes, my soul.
My eyes close.
Is it Christmas time? He just keeps the chronic by the tree. We'll never know. We'll never know.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
trip the honey, getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love the
way you call me, big pop. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
Imagine in business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping holes, smoking line optimals. Money, holes, and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now. Gucci sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the bad girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends.
October? Anyway, they're doing their Game of the Year edition, and they're calling it Mortal Kombat XL, which is a pretty good fucking name. They're adding a pit stage to it from the looks of it. I mean, I don't know, maybe that comes with the second season pass or something. I can't imagine they would make that only available to people that bought this fucking version. Whatever.
And they all about us. celebrity takeover.
Fly music video posts.
Picks from inside our studios with fly artists.
Stay updated on Facebook.com/SiriusXMFly.
I never thought this was a particularly great song. And then at the end, they crash the car.
Damn.
I think that's the first time I've ever listened to that song start to finish.
When I was young and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive back in...
Kim, gays have enemies. They lurk in gilded closets. Outing is healthy. You are either with or against us. You decide today, end quote.
How does Alexis Arquette know all of this?
I don't know. I guess the gay community is very small, you know. The rumors just spread like wildfire, or the facts, you know, that's the way that he's seeing it. I just don't really understand what this has to do with Jada's initial point for her video, which is, you know, not seeing a good black representation when it comes to the Oscars.
First Aunt Viv came clapping out,
she
and
did.
Now, and now,
gay.
Man, it's gonna be more. Wow, Tracy G, what else you got?
Jamie Foxx, yo. I love Jamie, and now I have another reason to love him even more. And it's because Jamie is deserving of the title of a hero. I say this, guys, because he was able to rescue a guy from a car that had flipped over. Not even just that, it caught on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie, he happened to have a pair of EMT scissors. If you don't know, these are some special scissors that are used during emergencies. Like, they can cut through a seatbelt, they can cut through jeans, whatever. Jamie used them to cut the driver's seatbelt, so he was able to pull out this guy from the truck and to safety. The guy's dad was there too, just witnessing all of that. So it was a super emotional scene. But Jamie actually did an interview and described what happened.
He has EMT scissors. Hits the window, clear the glass. I climb in and I try to hit his seatbelt, but he's hovered over. So the seatbelt is on it. And so I grab the scissors from him, cut the seatbelt, but it's on his neck, but we cut it off of his neck. And then as the flames do come into the cabin, I lean back, but I think what it did, it hit his legs, which made him extend. Your son's a fighter. And when he extends out of the cabin, pull him out. And as we pull him out, within 5 seconds later, the truck goes up.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Shout out to Jamie Foxx, man. He's a citizen of Sweden, and want to salute to Jamie. We got love for him. What else, Tracy J?
Real quick, Bobby Shmurda, yo. A little hot nigga. This guy has been in the slammer since December 2014. We know this. He's been there for conspiracy to commit murder. He's tried to get a bill.
I'm sorry, conspiracy to commit shmurder.
December 2015. He was denied in October 2015, denied in February 2015. And he tried yet again, fresh start for the new year, and he has been denied for a fourth time.
So that's crazy.
It is. So his bail is set for $2 million, and it was set so high, allegedly, because Bobby's net worth had been estimated at $20 million originally, which is a wild exaggeration. He says the truth is the number is closer to $427,000, so bail for him should be set to about the 50 to 100K range.
Which makes sense. $400,000 sounds closer than $20
million. Yeah, off of that one single.
Man, Sway always say that they exaggerate these numbers and stuff sometimes when they doing people networks. It is just absolutely crazy. Tracy G, thank you so much.
Of course.
Shout out to Bobby Shmurda, man. I hope so.
Instagram, Twitter, @
888-742-3345. Call up. Leave a voicemail. I'm about to play it back. It's Sway in the Morning. Shade 45. Hit it.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. The pigs try to get at you. Park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot. If a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on. I'm a nice dude with some ice cream. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide was red. I can exercise you, this could be your fizz ad. Cheat on your man, one, that's how you get a his ad. Killer with the B, I know killers in the street. But still to make you feel like you're chilling in the heat. So don't try to run up on my head, talk.
about it. Take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you fuck a little skateboard B. When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. If a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean down and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on. I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the crib side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much, you thought I was a DJ. Two, three, one, yep, three. S, C, and double O, P, D, O, double G. I can't fake it, just break it. And when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, not get lost. So don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the bristle, the diesel, and the shizzle. Cheese to the dessert, now ladies, see we kissing. When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. If a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean down and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on. I'm a bad boy with a lot of hoes. Drive my own cars and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough. I'm a real boss. Big Snoop Dogg. Yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines.
Doggy Fizzle Televizzle was not a terrible TV show.
Sorry, I'm just in a good mood. I had to kick it off like that. Citizens, man, we love you. We thank you so much for everything that you do here with us at Sway in the Morning. We appreciate you. Sway will be back tomorrow's show. Let me see. I'm trying to go to my calendar to see who we got. We got Dr. Drew.
Oh.
He'll be in studio with us tomorrow, okay. As well as the one and only Unbreak My Heart.
Toni Braxton.
She will be here tomorrow. Live with us on Sway in the Morning, Shade 45. Tracy G, where can they reach you?
Yo, citizens, find me on Twitter. Hit me on Instagram at it's Tracy G. ITS.
Next mission. She shared my Dallas sign vision. And she blinded and never had print. Cat track, big business. Bottom line, she can get it. Let her have it. She's feeling it.
Notice something like, I want to grab her at the bottom of the bottle. Drop it down low, bring it up slow. About to go down, make me say.
Hard to kidnap the president's wife without a plan. And hanging niggas like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping up here around the steps of Jehovah. Slamming MCs on cement. Cause verbally, I'm ill than an AIDS patient. Whipping up with your mind, shoot the gift when I rip and rhyme. Rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg. Poetry attacks, paragraphs, much hard. My brain is insane, I'm out to lunch guard. Science is rap, my raps are toxic. My voice box slots and excels like a rocket.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Oh, cool, more beach house. Is live the beach house of its era. Discuss. Some proper anime music. don't know that this song needed to be covered.
Welcome to another edition of Blog Radio, BrooklynVegan.com, right here on Sirius XMU. In memory of Glenn Frey of the Eagles, who passed away the other day, that was Chromeo doing their cover of I Can't Tell You Why. We're not doing 2 hours of Eagles covers because 2 hours of Eagles covers doesn't exist, at least not in the world that we live in. There's like a country album of covers of Eagles songs, but that's really it. So we have an Eagles cover to start and one to end by Johnny Cash. We'll get to that eventually. But today we're going to go through a couple festivals because festival season is approaching very soon. And there's a few that always seem to go under the radar but have great lineups. So we're going to start off with a festival that's going on in Boise, Idaho, happening March 23rd to the 27th. It's called the Tree Fort Music Festival. Now, everyone you hear in this hour in particular, I'll specify when we switch over to a new festival, is going to be playing the Tree Fort Music Festival. Not a bad lineup. Here's a brand new one from the OCs.
Never been a big fan of the OCs, really. I'll take a billion OC songs over fucking any Tool, though. I mean, come on.
I saw him at the party, at his birthday party.
Yeah, birthday party, yeah.
And I remember seeing him at the party, and I was like, hey, and he just didn't look right to me.
Yeah, man, but you know what, without Motorhead, you know, there wouldn't be so many bands that, you know, that we all love listening here to Liquid Metal, so...
Or, you know what, the more interesting thing would be, I don't think it would be a case of where a lot of bands wouldn't exist, I just think they would certainly sound different, you know?
Well, the thing that Motorhead did before any of us had a chance to do anything, Motorhead bridged the gap of punk rock and hard rock metal. And I remember when we used to go down to CBGB's, those guys down there would love Motorhead too.
Yeah.
And we were like, what? You know, it was just strange, but kind of understood it after a while that, of course, you know?
They were the one band that everyone agreed on, whether you were rock or metal, punk, hardcore, rockabilly, ska, everybody loved Motorhead.
Yeah, and everybody has a Motorhead shirt. I don't care who you are. You know, it's not even about if you even know any of the songs. It's just a cool, iconic...
Well, Motorhead's a way of life. And it really is. They won't be forgotten anytime soon. It's in us. We're going to carry on with them and them in us. That influence is here with all our bands in this thrash metal thing. So they've certainly left the imprint for sure. Hell yeah, man. Right now talking to Charlie, Frank, and Scott from Anthrax. These guys are on tour. We're just talking about Lemmy. We're talking about the 11th studio album, For All Kings, coming out through Megaforce Records on February 26th. I want to remind you that we are doing a special with all the guys in Anthrax.
This guy sucks.
The day of release, and every hour you're going to hear...
Should have said, like, hey, we're going to let Anthrax talk for an hour.
Airwaves and lots of cool things.
Don't need this fucking dude.
Anthrax and the new album, For All Kings, which is a very cool... thrashy, heavy album. There's a lot of... I like the long songs on here, too. You guys are bringing back some of the POT songs. I love the length of some of these songs, man, which is very cool, man. A great album. These guys are on tour right now with Lamb of God. I mean, you guys have done some Lamb of God dates before, haven't you, Anthrax dudes?
2003, actually.
Yeah, they came out, opened for us in 03. And we've played on festivals together over the years, but we haven't actually toured together since then.
So this is going to be a big deal. So these tickets are on sale now. Some of these shows have already sold out. The Lamb of God Anthrax tour wraps up in L.A. on February 12th, and you can get your tickets now. Charlie, I was talking to you earlier, and I know you're a fan of one of the opening bands, Death Heaven. So it's probably cool to see these dudes rocking out up on stage. And have you ever hung out with these dudes before?
I've never seen them ever live. Nice. So I'm looking forward to, you know, experiencing that.
How many songs do they get to play? Two?
That's what I was thinking too. They only get to play like maybe two or three songs because the songs are so long. But
yeah, well, give them a little time.
They'll play them faster.
Hey, and Scott, Charlie, Frank, what about the songs off of For All Kings? How many are you guys going to be playing live during this Lamb of God tour?
Three.
Evil King,
I've got this crazy mental block about that song. What the hell's wrong with me?
You know what it is? Because I've been dealing with the video shoot. We're going to shoot a video for... Should I say it now?
Yeah.
We're shooting a video for Blood Eagle Wings, and there's an Evil King in this video. And so I think that's why I have that in my brain. But we're Evil Twin, for sure. And then we're going to start learning... as a band, the Breathing Lightning, this like Friday in Pittsburgh backstage, we'll start going over it. I would think as soon as we've got that one together, we'll start playing that too.
I know it already, so.
Yeah, I mean, I know it too, but we just never played it as a band.
I'm kidding. Coordinate the vocals and coordinate everything.
That'd be good. And you know, the other thing that we're doing on this run is we're doing in stores. You know?
Yeah, tell me about that, Charlie. What do you mean?
We're going to be at record stores. Yes, I know. It's hard to believe that there are record stores. But yes, kids, there are still record stores. So
the album comes out on February 26th. Are people going to be able to get the new album, For All Kings, when you guys go to these record stores?
Well,
pre-order.
But we also have these awesome deck of cards that you can get.
Yes.
And there's a special download card in that. And we're trying to make it for all kings and queens and kids and dogs and whoever. So, yeah, it's going to be great. Kind of seeing people in right in front of you at a record store.
Nice, man. And you guys are also doing some meet and greets for fans so they can meet you at this on this tour, correct?
Well, actually, we're excited to meet them.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought about that. Of course you are. I know you are, Charlie. I know you're a good dude. More information on Anthrax's website. Right now, I just want to remind you that we are doing a week-long special with the band Anthrax surrounding the release of their new album, For All Kings, February 26th, when it comes out through Megaforce Records, and it is album number 11. So tune in the week of the 26th, and you're going to be hearing Anthrax every fucking hour right here on Sirius XM Liquid Metal. So let's get into three songs in a row from Anthrax, three recent songs, one off the Game of Thrones mixtape Volume 2, and I'm going to be playing two tracks from For All Kings. This is Anthrax on Sirius XM Liquid Metal.
That dude just seemed to want to talk about Lamb of God the whole time. Yeah, so you guys are on this Lamb of God tour, huh? Yeah, those guys, right? I mean, you guys are Anthrax, like, whatever. It's like, you guys are playing Lamb of God. Whoa. What's that like? Like, oh, well, I mean, we're Anthrax. We've been Anthrax for fucking ever. So, fucking, I don't know. Yeah, sure. We're Anthrax. We missed it. I got distracted by Anthrax, and now this car has driven 20,002 miles. We missed it. History was made. Cash it on 30,000.
I gotta stay inside and know a nigga drop dead gorgeous when the bitch ain't got your bar a nigga wear a real got a microphone. Paid too late, so better than no. Scheme on house, but in the motion. The old girl knows she be cut like an afro. So she's saying, oh, she's more than you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know me and the crew used to do?
I mean, I would rather listen to Ludacris than this Lloyd Banks cut. I'll give you that. Ah! The latest from Fat Pimp.
Gonna show me what it's for. When the sun come on.
Did I lose a fucking bet, or did he name himself in like 1994? I don't know, Fat Pimp? Yeah, sure. Like PH? No, F. Like fat, like big. Like I'm big. I like, I'm a big guy. And I'm a pimp. I was not a fan of Fat Pimp's Uh-Oh.
Yeah. vocals sounds insane, man. You know, it's one of the most brutal vocals. I don't know how that guy does it. I would like to know his secret, but I tried to sing low on the new Cavalera, and I did a okay job, you know, and sounds all right, but compared to the warm vocalist, I sound like a girl. So this guy's insane, crazy, brutal, low vocals, and it's a great band, very talented, very powerful, kind of technical death metal, a lot of cool guitar stuff on it. Next time I'm in Spain, I'm going to try to see if I can hook up with them to try to check them out and get a t-shirt or something and get involved with them. This is Warmed with Geodesic Dome on Liquid Metal.
Times like this, it's nice to just be able to sit back, relax. Hang out in a tunnel, you know? Free from the grindcore. Just trapped in the tunnel. We are almost out of the tunnel. We are exiting the tunnel. Tunnel exit is imminent. We are out of the tunnel. Lagoon is a good name for a band. Nice work. Up with satellites, man. Not getting the signal as cleanly as normal. Youth Lagoon song going on a little longer than maybe is reasonable.
Columbus, Ohio. Tickets for that one go on sale Monday, February 1 at 10 a.m. This is going to be a big tour. I believe Canada as well. Peter Gabriel.
I believe Canada.
On Madison First Wave, REM.
She says.
I've been so many places, I've seen so many faces, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple hills. I've climbed the highest mountain, once or twice, but who's counting? But nothing compares
to purple hills.
Cool, calm, it's like my mom with a couple of lawsuits inside a palm. It's Mr. Mischief with a trick up his sleeve. Roll up on you like Christopher Reeve. I can't describe the vibe I get when I drive by six people and five I hit. Harsh. I started the marsh pits, bought the chicken, lost the foster kids. This room makes me hallucinate. And I sweat till I start losing weight. Till I see dumb, it start happening. Drumming in vanilla ice on a rap again. So bounce, bounce, come on, bounce. I said, come on, bounce. Everybody in the house doing mass amounts. To the women in the thongs with the asses out. They don't want, better ask around. D12 throws the bomb and dash in town. Bizarre, your mom is crashing out. Help me get her on the couch, but she passes out. Come on.
Hope that someone helped the nod. He's upstairs wrestling with Elton John.
Jesus. Fucking radio editor, this song is really something else. I had to honk my horn at that guy because he was getting into my lane and was not stopping. This dark step, I can never tell. La 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 la. Go. Go, fuckers. I am at the office. Whew. Everybody have a good day. Live. Went.